Samantachakavalesu atragacantudevata Sadhammam munirajasa sunantu sagamokadam Dhamma savanakalo ayam badanta Dhamma savanakalo ayam badanta Dhamma savanakalo ayam badanta Namo tassa bhagavato arahato Samma sambuddhassa Namo tassa bhagavato arahato Samma sambuddhassa Namo tassa bhagavato arahato Samma sambuddhassa Iti piso bhagava arahaṃ sammā sambuddho Vijja charana sampanno sugato lokavidu Anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati Sattha deva manusanam Bundo bhagavati Svakhato bhagavata dhammo Sandhittiko akaliko Ehi pasiko upanayiko Pachattam veditambo Vinyuhiti Supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho Ujupatipanno bhagavato savakasangho Nyayapatipanno bhagavato Samichi patipanno bhagavato savakasangho Yaridam chattari purisa yugani atta purisa pungala Esa bhagavato savakasangho Ahuneyo pahuneyo dakineyo anjali karaneyo Anattaraṃ puñña kettaṃ lokāsāti Etena saccha vañjena pātutvaṃ ratanattayaṃ Etena saccha vañjena pātutvaṃ ratanattayaṃ Etena saccha vañjena pātutvaṃ ratanattayaṃ Evaṃ me sutaṃ ekaṃ samayaṃ bhagavā Sāvattiyaṃ viharati jetavane anātha pindikassa ārāmi Ataku anyatara devata abhikantāya rattiya Abhikandavanna kevala kappaṃ jetavānaṃ obhāsetvā Yena bhagavā tenu pasaṅkami upasaṅkamitvā Bhagavantaṃ abhivāditvā ekamantaṃ āthāsi Ekamantaṃ thithākosā devatā bhagavantaṃ kathāyājabhāsi Bahudeva manusāca mangalāni acintayum Ākankamāna sottānaṃ bruhi mangala muttamaṃ Asevanāca bālānaṃ panditānaṃ ca sevanā Pūjāca pūjaneyānaṃ mangala muttamaṃ Patirupadesa vāsoca pumbeca kata puñyata Atta samapaniti ca etaṃ mangala muttamaṃ Bahu saccañca sippañca vinayoca susikhitu Subhāsitāca yāvāca etaṃ mangala muttamaṃ Mātāpito upatthānaṃ puttadārassa saṅgahu Anākulāca kammantā etaṃ mangala muttamaṃ ทานัญจะธรรมจริยาเจญาตกานัญจะสังฆะโหอนาวัญญานิกัมมานิเยตังมังกลมุตตมังอารติวิรติปาปามัญญปานาจะสัญญโมอัปปมาโดจะดัมมิสุกาลโวจะนิวาโตจะสันตุติจะกตัญญุตากาเลนะธัมมสวนังเอตังมังกลมุตตมังขันติจะโสวัจจสตาสมนานัญจะดัสสนังกาเลนะธัมมสักกัจจายเอตังมังกลมุตตมังตาโปจะบรมจริยันเจอริยสัจจานะดัสสนังนิมบานสัจจิกิริยาเจเอตังมังกลมุตตมังพุทธาสโลกดัมเมหิจิตตังยัสสนกัมปติอโสกังวิราจังเขมังเอตังมังกลมุตตมังเอตาดิสานิกัตตวานะสัมบัตตมัปราจิตาสัมบัตตสุตติงกัจจันติตังเตสังมังกลมุตตมันติเอเตนะสัจจวัญเจนะสุตติเตโหตุสัมปดาเอเตนะสัจจวัญเจนะสัมปโรโกวินาสตุเอเตนะสัจจวัญเจนะโหตุติมังกลังยังดุนนิมิตังอวามังกลังเชโยจามนาโปสกุณาสสัตตุปาปากะหะดุสุปินังอคันตังบุตตานุบาเวนะวินาสเมนตุยังดุนนิมิตังอวามังกลังเชโยจามนาโปสกุณาสสัตตุปาปากะหะดุสุปินังอคันตังธัมมานุบาเวนะวินาสเมนตุยังดุนนิมิตังอวามังกลังเชโยจามนาโปสกุณาสสัตตุปาปากะหะดุสุปินังอคันตังสังฆานุบาเวนะวินาสเมนตุสัมเบบุฑฺฒาบาลัปปตตาปัจเจกานัญจะยังบาลังอรหันตานัญจะเตเจนะรักขังบันดามิสัมปสุสัมปิติโยวิวัจจันตุสัมปโรโกวินาสตุมาเตภวันวันตรายุสุขีดีกายุโกภวะภวตุสัมปมังกลังรักขันตุสัมปเทวตาสัมปบุญฑานุภาเวนะสดาสุตติภวันตุเตภวตุสัมปมังกลังรักขันตุสัมปเทวตาสัมปธัมมานุภาเวนะสดาสุตติภวันตุเตภวตุสัมปมังกลังรักขันตุสัมปเทวตาสัมปสังฆานุภาเวนะสดาสุตติภวันตุเตสาธุสาธุสาธุ
Last Saturday, we talked about the power of simplicity. So today, we shall continue a little bit and try to complete this part before going to the next aspect. 上个星期六，我们讨论了这个单纯的力量。那今天呢，我们会继续在这方面完成它，然后再进入下一个课题。首先呢，是算是温习一下那天所讲过的几个简单的重点。第一是。处理心，很单纯的处理心， 直到生命有生老病死就放，直到有什么东西烧到手就把它手拉回来，很简单很单纯就放。不要明知道像飞蛾扑火这样扑过去然后自己就痛苦，很简单的一个处理，伤害我们的我们就放，这样就可以了。 So just to recapitulate, the first thing is the power of renunciation, the renouncing mind, the relinquishing mind. When there's anything that obstructs us, then we let go. Very simple. Just because of birth, old age, sickness and death, we let go. In our mind, we know this is nothing to cling on. Eventually, all will come to pass, so we let go. 在心里，我们知道没有什么最终可以抓取的，最终我们全都放下。而另一个呢，就是做因缘想，诸法因缘生，诸法因缘灭，就只是如此，因缘生，因缘灭。所以心里面很多不需要的念头、不平、不满，全都放下，因缘合合而成而已，就没有什么想讲多了。很多东西，当我们的心一直着重在因上下功夫，不在果上强求，自然也就会慢慢的单纯起来。想东西，我们一直要控制我们的修行的果，我们就苦了。因为果有很多种种的因缘导致，所以我们只能够做的是给自己的修行注入对的因缘，那已经是最有效率的了。所以当我们有正确的因缘思维呢，我们不只是会很坦然面对我们所遭遇到的一切，我们也会很积极的去做我们所可以做的事，注入我们所可以给自己生命、给自己的修行注入的因缘。 Then the next thing is the reflection, the contemplation on conditioning, that things arise because of conditions, and when those conditions disappear, then whatever phenomena that is made up or composed ofwill disperse and disintegrate. Just this simple understanding will give us a lot of acceptance to whatever that comes to us in our daily life, in our spiritual life, in our practice. And we will realize that it is futile, it is useless to think too much about result, becauseresult, whatever result, is produced by so many conditions and factors. And to be practical, and we will learn to be practical, to be pragmatic, to only work on the right causes, the relevant causes, the causes which is within our grasp, within our mastery. Then we work on it, and that's the most efficient, and no need to worry more than that.So that will keep our mind very simple, very clear. And we work on the causes, and we wouldn't think too much, no need to worry too much about the result, and we have a lot of acceptance, and we also have a very, very earnest attitude. We do not live only based on fate and say, well, my karma is like that, and I won't do.In fact, by understanding conditioning, we know here and now we have certain relevant factors to master and to contribute. And when we realize that we can contribute certain relevant factors, and then we will work hard on it. At the same time, we have a lot of acceptance if things do not come our way. And yet, we do not surrender.We work on whatever we can work on. That is the right attitude. That keeps the mind very simple. After I have done what I can do, no need to worry, no need to suffer anything. And then we talk about now, living one moment, free ourselves from the bondage of time and thought. If you live only one moment, it is not really that difficult. It is even difficulty become very easy. Even the tough effort become very easy. Only one moment. Easy to endure, easy to last. So just try to live one moment. Concentrate only one moment. Do not live on the do not worry about the past and future. That will keep our mind extremely simple. 其实呢我们也说活在当下，活就一刹那。当你完全投入在当下的时候，再难的事也就这么过了，就这么过了，没有什么太大的困难。而且很多的努力也不是这么难，只是要一刹那，你只是活一刹那。你只做一刹那的努力，那一切都变得容易起来，所以也没什么好想，过去未来也不再压迫着我们，我们从时间和思维的枷锁里摆脱出来。然后我们也有说到对因果的信心，因为有因果，生命充满希望。所以我们不会把信心建立在自我，我们把信心建立在自然界的法则。自然界里面就是有一个美妙的因果法则。当然因果让我们苦，但是因果也让我们快乐，让我们成功。所以我们只要给自己的生命注入对的因就可以了。所以这样也带给我们一种希望，我们一种信心，不是自我的自信，而是把信心建立在自然界的法则，那我们就信，修行起来就有力量。 Then we also talk about the faith in the confidence in law of cause and effect. Just by knowing that there is this thing called cause and effect, we have hope, a loss of hope and confidence to move on in our spiritual practice, in life. Because of cause and effect, there's hope. No doubt, the law of cause and effect causes suffering. But at the same time, the fact that this natural law causes suffering, it also means that it can produce good fruits for us, as long as we work on the right causes. So we place our hope, we place our confidence in this natural truth, instead of placing confidence in our self, our ego. So that whatever, when good karma ripen, we don't feel elated. When bad karma ripen, we don't suffer inferiority or downhearted or dejected feeling. No. It's only conditioning. And we place, in fact, the fact that there is cause and effect gives us hope to move on, to change. 所以这个呢，信仰，对因果的信仰，给我们希望，给我们力量，给我们继续的相信我们可以改变我们的生命。我们有说到四圣谛，佛陀这个四圣谛的法则，它不只是自然界的法则，你也可以把它看成是一种态度。我们要看到问题，我们要勇敢地找到问题的因，面对问题的因，我们要有信心知道东西最终都能够得到克服，一切有生的就会灭，那么我们要更把注意力放在方法，而不是在那边苦个没完。我们要把注意力放在方法，所以这样我们有一种平衡的四圣谛的态度。当然在另一个层次，更高层次又有另一种层次去认识四圣谛。但在低层次里面，单单那个态度就很重要，不要只是看苦，也要看解决方法，不只是看苦因， 也要相信方法解决方法一直在做的时候，一切苦都会过去的，它不是永恒的。我们从自己的常见里面跳出来，那修行就不那么辛苦了。 So we also talk about the Four Noble Truths in simple way. Of course, we can understand the Four Noble Truths on a higher level, but just on the simple level, you notice this approach is not only truth, you know, not only based on reality, it's also a kind of attitude. The attitude, first we approach suffering, we try to have courage to face reality, and we face the cause of suffering, we are brave enough to recognize it, and we know that all these things will come to pass, all will cease. The confident that these things, eventually there's a cessation of them, and then we work on the causes, the method to solve whatever problems. So you see, this is a very wonderful, very systematic, very bright way of conquering life problem. It is not optimism, it is not pessimism, it is realism. Just taking things as they really are. If we take things as they really are, we will have confidence. We will have hope. Realistic hope. Realizable hope. 所以呢，这个四圣谛呢的态度也很重要。一旦我们有一个正确的生命态度，那我们就不会在那边苦个没完，我们会充满希望，我们会看到这是很好的不得了的一种态度。第一，他有勇气面对问题，他不逃避，他不是悲观，他是面对，勇敢的面对问题，然后他也有很绝对的勇气去自行去克服，去找出解决方法。所以他不是悲观主义，也不是乐观主义，他是如实主义，就是如实，生命本来就是这样的一回事。所以当我们这样，我们修行就容易。好，接着我们也有讲到禅定定力的俊因。定力的俊因是喜，简单上有喜的时候也有乐了啊，所以我们都讲喜悦喜乐一起来的时候所以让我们的生命倾向快乐，因为不是让我们自己白白苦一轮就是对的，白白苦一轮是白苦而已，不是这样。真正修行人是越修越快乐，因为他越来越了解苦，他越来越了解苦，他的心越来越能够从苦中释放出来，越来越能够洒脱坦然的面对。所以修行的人要懂得这个道理，所以才不会心有错误的倾向。虽然我们知道生命苦是生命的真谛，但我们用不于找制造苦，其实要摆脱苦，要了解，要突破，要跳出轮回。真正我们要突破的是我们不只是要了解苦，也要懂得坏苦和行苦，特别是行苦。这个往后有机会我们可以再讲。所以呢，你没有定力，你没有喜悦心，你根本不可能得到定力。然后你没有定力，那智慧之光不能够开发，没有开发智慧之光，怎么看究竟真实法呢？怎么能够做真正的观禅修行呢？所以这个很重要。所以我们一开始就懂得让自己先要培养定力，我们也知道定力的俊因，特别是初禅，那你要让自己容许自己喜悦。 So we also talk about the proximate cause for concentration. We say that it is not necessary to dwell in only suffering and suffering. Dukkha dukkha, not necessary. Already we know there's enough sufferingBut we don't need to unnecessarily incline our mind towards creating more suffering to our life. Not necessary. In fact, to be free from suffering, we need to penetrate this dukkha-dukkha, the suffering as the naked suffering, the obvious suffering. Viparinama-dukkha, the suffering that lies, inherent suffering, lies in happiness, in good state.And the Sankara Dukkha, eventually we need to penetrate this suffering of formations. Especially the last one is the most important, to penetrate.
So to penetrate this, we need to have God's concentration.
We need to have light of wisdom to penetrate ultimate reality.
So in order to get concentration, to develop light of wisdom, we need to allow ourselves to be happy, because the joy, the rapture, always come with happy feelings. They're always together. And then especially the joy, when you have joy, and then the mind easy to become happy and tranquil, and then concentrated, and with good concentration, light or wisdom develops, and then we will be able to penetrate reality. So we must allow ourselves to be happy, and allows our mind to incline towards happy. If we want to happy, we have 1001 way to be happy. If we don't want to happy, we always have something to think of to create for suffering. 所以如果我们要快乐，我们总是有1001个理由快乐。 如果我们不想快乐，不想倾向于快乐，我们天天都有的苦。所以正确的态度，允许自己快乐，倾向于快乐。那讲到这个快乐呢，基本上也有两大类，当然有很多了，很多层次，但是基本上可以讲两大类。一种是你因为有思维，一些某一种思维让你快乐。 或者是伴随着思维而来的快乐，一种是没有思维，不需要思维的快乐。在这两种来说呢，没有思维的快乐就比较靠近禅定，有思维的快乐就比较远离禅定。所以你可以从一种快乐转向另一种快乐，倾向于没有思维的快乐。很多人在打坐闷的时候呢， 要把自己的心躲在思维里面，去想一下自己过去，想想未来，或者是找一些东西来想。其实只是因为心已经闷了，不想面对眼前的目标。其实我们要认清，这样只有逃避不是真正的好的方法。其实看呼吸很快乐的，告诉自己只是一番训练而已。训练了过后呢，这个看呼吸， 就像阿里巴巴的咒语，能够让你打开无限的宝藏。真的，你看呼吸就是能够通过看呼吸，它会带来无限的好处，无限的快乐，而且无限的力量和作用。所以带着这样的思维，你就会想，再辛苦我也是训练一下，给自己训练训练。所以当你的心倾向于好奇，倾向于兴趣，那么 你就会开始去喜欢静静的看着呼吸也快乐，可以的。稍微反省一下就可以，开始是用一点思维反省，后来就连这个反省的思维也放下，然后从有思维的快乐平静，走向没有思维的快乐和平静。So we talk about this happiness or joy. Basically, it comes in two forms. The gross forms comes together with thinking. When we think of something, you feel happy, that's okay. At least it's better than having unhappy thoughts. Because unhappy thoughts is further away from jhana. Happy thoughts at least nearer. But happy, the joy that comes with thinking is not so good. The joy that comes without thinking is better. So you should try to incline your mind from the thinking, the joy that associate with thinking, to the joy which is dissociated from thinking. You see, sometimes when you meditate, we like, because of boredom, we like to incline our mind towards thinking. We want to think of something so that we feel happy about it. We hide ourselves. We escape into thinking in order not to face this so-called, you say, dull or simple meditation object. Actually, all you need to do is really reflect on it and really realize the significance of this meditation. Knowing that this meditation, this breath alone, will bring us immense happiness, boundless strength. Knowing that this is the key to a whole store of treasure. It is the mantra of Alibaba. Those who know Alibaba story, you know that. By having the mantra, you can open the gate of the cave, which contains a lot of treasures. So it's like the Alibaba's mantra. So when you reflect, you think, oh, this is wonderful. If I can work on this breath alone, then I will eventually benefit so much. What is this little difficulty in learning to master this breath? So by reflecting a bit like that, then our mind will incline towards it. Then after inclining towards it, we let go of that thinking even itself. That thinking we let go. Then we try to settle into just pure awareness, pure attention on the breath. If we can do like that, that's good. If we can't do like that, sometimes you use a little skillful means. If you really want to run your mind, let your mind run into thinking and thinking in order to find that joy from thinking, then if you really crave so much for joy, then I would suggest a transition period. You go for a joy which is free from thinking as a skillful means. At least the joy that comes without thinking is better. Then what we do? Sometimes a little skill like this is helpful. If you have really have too much thinking. Of course, if you can, please don't use any skillful means. The most skillful way is go direct to the meditation object and work on it. That's the most skillful way. But if you really can't, then use this suggestion a little bit. For a short while, not long. You can walk into the open, look into the open space, and for a while you enjoy the scenery. To try not to think, just feel the spacious feeling for a while. You feel that your mind is happy even without thinking. Just feel open. Sometimes, I don't know, here you don't know, it's raining season. Other times, sometimes you look into a starry night. You find very good. You look into the sky. It's starry, full of stars. Wonderful. Then you feel very nice. Or sometimes we can just reflect of, bring back a short memory. A memory of a open-hearted memory. For a while, for 1 minute, try not to do long. If you do long, you dwell on it, then that's finished. They are far from meditation's object. For a while, you feel very spacious. You remember a peaceful moment. Then you bring your mind, the peaceful back of mind. By using memory, you bring back. Bring your mind to a very peaceful state. And from there you work on your anapana breath. Then it is good. In fact, this skill we also use for jhana. For those who have jhanic experience, they have experienced jhana. What do you do? To bring back the nimitta quickly. Actually, it's just a matter of determination and memory. If because of the memory, you remember how you enter jhana. If you remember well, for a short while, that past memory, that experience, you bring back into your presence. That's what we call a quick way, a skillful way to learn mastery of jhana. Or nimitta. Provided you know it. If you don't know it, please don't plan it. If you plan it without knowing it, that's wrong. You don't plan the unknown. You plan on the causes, but you don't plan the unknown. But once you have known it, then you can work on using this skillful means of memory. So you can bring your mind back to a peaceful state, a joyful state, which is free from thinking. So within 1 second, sometimes for those who are skillful, 1 second will do. For those who are less skillful, try not to do more than 1 minute. Then after that, you work on your breath. Then you find you have a very peaceful start, and very beautiful and joyful start. Then you can get concentration easily. Much easier, at least more efficiently. But remember, the most skillful way is throw away all skillful means. Just go straight to the object, and if you can work on it directly, that's the best. So I always say, The simple way is the best. If you don't, then we use a little skillful means. But do not attach to skillful means. They are only a means to an end. Okay, remember that. Sometimes we don't want to teach skillful means because very often students attach to skillful means and they forget the main job. But if you really suffer so much from your wandering mind, allow yourself a little joy. The joy which is free from thinking and wandering thoughts. Simple joy. And from there, you work on your breath. Then you find it much easier, happier meditating.
So, 当你有些时候杂念还是来的时候，那么你要尽可能的从有思维的那个喜悦，如果你喜欢跑进思维的喜悦里面去躲藏，那告诉自己，我给我自己另一种喜悦，更靠近禅定的喜悦，就是不要有杂念的喜悦，因为没有杂念的喜悦是更靠近禅定，有杂念的喜悦就比较远，但是有杂念的喜悦，没有有念头的喜悦，总好过一大堆肮脏的、污染的、嗔恨的念头、不满的念头，总好过那一点。但是呢，相比之下，有杂念的、有思维的喜悦，从那边还是不够好，因为还是很远离禅定，你就转向没有思维的那些喜悦。那么在这时候你要怎么办？每个人，个人有个人的层次。通常呢，有些时候我们会建议，你真的太苦了，你就走到那边呢外面的地方，可以看到外面很多山，前面群山，蓝天白云，很舒服的，心自然就打开，很开阔，很舒服。那时候你只是静静的看着，不要想东西，你会发现它很容易喜悦就走进你的心里。那有些时候呢，一望无际的海洋也是很好，或者是一片灿烂的星空之夜，那也是很好。当然像现在雨季的时候就没有了。那有些时候，如果有些时候眼前又没有这样子的能够让你心主令安然喜悦平静的目标，那怎么办呢？有些时候用一点善巧，就是回忆，这个不可以用久的，一用久它就出问题。这种东西是恰恰好就好，不要超过一分钟，其实善巧的人一秒钟就行，几秒就可以，就是回想自己曾经有过的平静的经历，很舒服很清凉的经历。你一回想，可能是你在海滩静静望向前面一望无际，或者是有些时候你躺在森林里面的岩石上，对着天上的晴空，星空，那时呢心都会很开阔很快乐的，那个时候那种快乐是没有思维的。你可以用这样子的短短的善巧把它带起来，其实这种善巧很平凡而已的，其实对于修禅定的人都有的，不知不觉都在用这个善巧。有禅定的人，他基本上是怎么如何让他一坐下去马上还没看呼吸就出现禅相呢？其实是记忆里面的禅相，你记忆已经很熟悉的，对这个禅相很熟悉很熟悉了，那么你一闭上眼睛，你一想起禅相，它禅相就出现，那一想起禅定，你的心一想它就去了。所以一个是记忆，一个是觉意，你的心一下子就能够掌握禅相的自在，或者是禅定的自在。所以同样的，我们只是把同样的这个善巧用在更低层次一点，就是你还没有喜悦的时候，你心里很苦闷的时候，用一点小小同样的善巧，把这个善巧用在低层次，用在你现在的层次，那一下子而已，他就让自己的心恢复自己曾经有过的祥和平静快乐的时刻，然后从那边你马上就转向阿那般那，或者转向你的世界分别观，那一下子就很舒服，就从一个很舒服的境界开始打坐，就容易得多。这是喜悦。那还有呢？
还有什么东西能够让自己的心更单纯？ Is there any other factors that can make our mind even simpler? That can help us to invoke the power of simplicity further? One simple power is a power of faith. Those who have power of faith, especially in this era, people need it even more because people are just too clever. Because of our cleverness, we complicate ourselves and we spoil our practice. So we need faith. Faith produces very powerful strength and simplicity. Faith was what? It was the Buddha, it was the Dhamma, it was the Sangha, it was the law of cause and effect and dependent origination, and faith was a teacher, it was a method, and it was just this fact of law of cause and effect, that knowing that by working on the causes you will come to it. Not faith on ego, never. If there's a faith on ego, when your karma comes well, flows by like a song, then you, when life is so beautiful, then you have a lot of confidence and faith in yourself. And but when times change and karma change, when the tide change, then our confidence, self-confidence gets shattered. This is wrong. Just place confidence and faith in nature, in law, in natural law, in cause or effect. That's very important. 那么当我们怎样让我们的心更能够引发单纯的力量呢？一个很重要的因素就是信心、信仰。对什么起信心呢？对佛、对法、对身、对因果、对缘起、对修行，对这个只是单纯的生命的法则、因果法则，千万不要把信心建立在自我。记得，如果把信心建立在自我呢，它的副作用很大，它可能带来短暂的好处，可是过后你会苦。夜好的时候，生命如一首美丽的歌曲的时候，那信心就有，就信心爆棚；夜不好的时候，信心就垮下来。我们不要把信心建立在自我，我们要把信心建立在自然界的规则。那不管业好还是不好，我们都是充满无限的信心，继续的向前走，继续的注入对的因缘，继续在因上下功夫，继续的付出。那还有一个信心非常非常重要，对导师的信心。对导师的信心实在是修行的很重要的因素。最低最低限度，你必须相信你的导师在这一个课题上，在这个禅修上比你有智慧，比你懂。如果你不能够对你的导师有这样的信心，那你不可以再跟着那个导师，你会浪费你的时间。因为你的心里面只要潜意识里面觉得你比导师懂，那你就不会好好的自行指示，不会全心全意自行指示，那你就不可能引发，不可能活出更高的智慧。整个修行的原则就是要活出更高的智慧，每一天的 interview 都是要你活出更高的智慧，接受更高的加持，所以这个很重要。对导师的信心，你要必须相信他在这个课题上比你懂，不然每一次导师给指示，你不能够用很单纯很诚信的心去理解，指示到了你的心中，它会变得复杂起来，它会转个弯变成另一个东西， 这个很重要，对导师的信心非常的重要。第二，对导师的慈悲要有信心。对导师的智慧的信心，让你很能够的对导师所给的指示全心全意的去执行。对导师的慈悲的信心，让你的心很容易跟导师相应。这个相应可是非同小可，非同小可，非常的重要。师徒之间心不相应，法很难传达，非常难传达。师徒之间法心相应，力量就很容易传达。不只是有言的力量，无言的力量也在其中，这个让你们自己慢慢的去体会。那么对导师的慈悲的信心是，不管导师用什么方法教你，你要相信他对你是慈悲的，他没有放弃你。没有一个导师会放弃，轻易的放弃学生，不会，有也是暂时性教训一下。可是导师一个人能够走出来，真的是无私的心去教学的时候，他一定是心有慈悲。因为为什么要去教学呢？教学得到什么好处呢？我们跑到喜马拉雅山里面去，躲在山里面去修行，多么的好，多么的自在逍遥，为什么我们要走出来教学呢？它只有一种因素，慈悲，而且对圣教对法的爱戴，自己得到了法义，希望把这个法义跟大家分享，就是如此而已。没有什么理由我们得到了这样好的法，打坐这样清凉这么舒服，我们要做这样艰苦的教学。教学是很艰苦的，当学生有些走进来带着乌烟瘴气的业，哇，真的是一个小餐过后都会累的，不是这么容易的。因为学生的业有些时候都是蛮低的，所以如果不是慈悲，没有人要教学的，没有人，真正的老师不会是为了好为人师，不会的。只有一种可能，他是慈悲的，你要对老师的慈悲有信心，要相信他是对你慈悲的，不管他用什么方法教你，是柔和的还是严格的，还是顺从的还是逆你，不要关系，他是对我好的。你没有这个信心，那你就不能再求师了，所以这个很重要。而师徒之间一有心相应，那就很容易，心相应很容易教学的，走过他旁边几乎都知道要怎么帮他了。可是心不相应就很难了，根根不入的，他心里就 一靠近你就知道，哎，你这个心对着我有一堵围墙，他心里一堵围墙在那边，来到面前，哎，讲的话都没有几句真的，心里面只是来客套跟我外交，可是心都没有交出来，那你就知道不懂要给什么指示，不能相应。可是如果一个学生对老师有诚信，那很容易的。其实那个老师很奇怪的，就是怎么样都知道怎么去帮他，很容易解决他的问题，心相应。所以对导师的慈悲要有信心，不然你把这个导师忘掉，换一个老师，找另一个老师。所以这边这是一个很重要的要点，要点。所以问自己，有些时候不是学生对老师没有信心，是因为自己的自我，一有自我的时候，顺我者就是好，逆我者就不好。问题是如果你完全如法，老师当然顺你，可是如果你不如法的时候，老师怎么能够顺你呢？没有可能的，一定要改你的，一定要转你的，那么一改一转那就苦了。其实一走进来的时候，第一个假设就是我是来接受改变的，不然什么叫做修行？整个心修行是修整个心，不只是修禅，其实是修行。巴巴那是整个禅修之事，是修行心的转变，心的提升，心的升华。所以当你一了解到这一点的时候，你只有一种想法，既然我走进来，我要接受改变，然后我相信我要善用一个更高的智慧 来引导我，让老师引导我，我相信老师的智慧，我要活出更高的智慧。我们要我行我素，我们只有活出自己的智慧。问题是，如果我们很有智慧，那不需要求师；如果我们觉得我们缺乏智慧，我们要求师，那么我们就要借用老师的智慧，要活出更高的智慧。那老师要帮你，也是用佛陀的智慧，我们不会自己创造。没有佛陀的智慧，我们哪里有什么智慧来教大家呢？所以当然老师他对佛陀的智慧的理解肯定比我们对佛陀的理解更高，所以当你这样想的时候，你就很简单。那么我希望活出更靠近佛陀的智慧，那我让老师来告诉我应该怎么做。至少他走过这条路，他教你的时候他懂，他懂你在哪一个境界，他懂你在哪一个处境。有很多时候学生不会懂自己在哪里，所以整本清净道论已经讲完了修行的方法，可是丢给你的时候你也不知道怎么读，不知道从何下手。所以你需要导师，因为导师知道你在哪里，很简单。所以基于这个原因，一开始如果你要让更高的智慧在你身上运作，那你要对老师有信心，那他就单纯了，就不用在那边绞尽脑汁应该怎么修怎么修怎么修，他讲我做完了，很简单。所以佛陀在经里面是这么讲的，如来知我不知。所以你也要有这种态度。现在不是把我们当如来了啊，我们也不是如来，但是你就把老师想象成，至少在这个课题上老师知我不知，要有这种态度。只有这样的态度，你的心才能够单纯，他讲我做不要想多多，很单纯就把那个指示执行，不用在一个指示来到面前绞尽脑汁转来转去转来转去改来改去，那哪里能够活出更高的智慧呢？哎，这个很重要。So one more thing which really contributes to our simplicity is faith in the teacher. You must really have faith in the teacher. If you doubt your teacher, if you really cannot come out with faith towards the teacher, then please do not stay with your teacher anymore. Find another teacher. This confidence is so important in order to invoke the higher wisdom.In order to live, to get the blessings of a teacher. In order to benefit from the teacher's knowledge and wisdom. Knowing that, the first presumption is when you come in, you must have this confidence. The teacher in this subject, at least maybe not in computer, not in other things, but in this subject, meditation, in this field, he knows more than me.This confidence you must have in your teacher. Whichever teacher you go to, you must have confidence. If you do not have this confidence, then you will doubt. Then when there's one instruction coming to you, then you complicate the whole process. You interpret the instruction based on your background, based on your previous knowledge on this and that. Then you complicate the whole thing. Try not to do that. Just...If you have the confidence in the teacher's wisdom, thinking that in this subject he knows more than you, then you just say, well, I'm doing an experiment. So now, since I'm here, I'm doing this experiment, so I better follow the teacher's way. To do the experiment fully. In other occasion is another story. If you leave after the retreat, then you can reconsider. But at least during the retreat,As long as you are, since you have committed yourself here, it is, if you want to do the experiment, you can only do it properly according to instruction. So you must have confidence in your teacher, trusting that he knows more than you. Trust his wisdom. Trust his wisdom in this aspect. Secondly, you must trust his compassion, his love and compassion. Trusting that the teacher has nothing to gain.He wants nothing back from you. Here you are provided with everything. We get no fees from you. We don't ask for anything. In fact, we will have a much more peaceful and more meritorious time if we go to Himalaya, hide ourselves in the cave, go wandering around. Life is so beautiful to us. The life of a recluse is so beautiful, so joyful, such a great blessings. letting go such great blessings and we come around to teach, there must be a reason, a selfless reason, an altruistic reason. The reason is just simple. You must trust us that we have compassion for you and we have a pure love for the sasana. Because of benefiting ourselves from the Dhamma, we want to share this Dhamma to others. We don't want to be selfish. We want this Dhamma to really be experienced by others. With this in mind, we teach. So you must trust your teacher. Because at times, your teacher will use different ways to teach you. Sometimes stern, sometimes pleasing, sometimes pushing you ahead, sometimes a little tough, sometimes a little soft. Whatever it is, trust the teacher that your teacher only works for your welfare. Whatever he does for you, is only for your welfare. With that confidence, when you go to your teacher, you really get the blessings of a teacher. You really can have a heart-to-heart contact with your teacher. The teacher's wisdom, the power of his mind, can have a deep impression, a deep imprint on your mind. His joy and his happiness will have an imprint on your mind. His strength of mind will also have an imprint on your mind. Because there's a teaching of words and there's a teaching beyond words. Don't miss the teaching beyond words. If you miss it, you miss a lot. I learned a lot just by, at that time, when I was practicing Samatha under my teacher, my great teacher, the Venerable Urewata, Siada Urewata. He's such a wonderful man. He's my junior, younger than me. But he's such a perfect person, so mindful. And then, just by observing how he pay attention to things, to people, I learned the way to pay attention to my meditation object. He doesn't speak much. He give very simple instruction, to the point that sometimes so many of his disciples complain. Those who do not know how to learn from beyond words, then they complain about the teacher. But I find my teacher so great. Even today, recently when he came to Kuching, to our monastery, to our hermitage, his presence uplifted me so much. Just by being with him, I felt so much uplifted. The way he correct us, correct our Vinaya practice, the way he advises, is so wonderful. So beautiful. Because of the respect for teacher, I find every time just by associating with the teacher, I learn so much. I learn so much from Pao Siada. I learn so much from Siada Urewata. Respect for teacher. I trust. Even though he doesn't want to speak much, but I trust. He has his reason to teach me this way, that way. Because of that trust, I benefit so much just by being with him, just by observing him. And Siada, of course. Siada has different qualities to learn. He's a great man. So, this is very important. When your heart can be aligned with the teacher, many times, education is in the words of words.其中一个我跟我跟夏洛我也是学了很多就在静静之中就在清静当中因为对导师有恭敬心有信心就可以学到很多当我还记得我在跟乌雷瓦达尊者学萨玛塔的时候因为对他的信心让我一直在我在寻找怎么样我应该专注在呼吸后来我发现到就只是看着导师我就发现到了那个秘诀我发现到他是如何作意的，他的作意是多么的 柔和，多么的，他会跟什么东西，他看什么东西，他的心没有距离，没有围墙，就只是这样贴进去。他看什么东西都有爱心的，就是这样，那个心不跑，就会贴近呼吸。我就发现到乌里瓦达尊者很有慈悲心，做什么东西很有正念。到今天为止，即使是进来，最近他到过境两个星期，哇，我都无限的好处，都觉得他给我带来的提升和那种教育是不能想象的。他在辈分上还比我小，见面他还要向我顶礼，可是在那个身教上，在法上，他是超越我的，他是我的真正的导师。所以我觉得哇，可以学到很多很多的东西，就因为我对他恭敬，心起相应，靠近就已经学到了东西。真的，我就是这样子克服了怎如何专注在呼吸的难题。我发现到他面对他的目标，他面对人坦坦荡荡，没有距离，充满无限的爱心，坦坦荡荡面对别人，没有人造的虚假的围墙，没有的。单单这个，我发现到这个是一个很大的发现。从此我就发现到，其实专注呼吸就是要这样，不要制造一个虚假的距离。One big realization I learned from Siada Uriwata is the way you pay attention to things. He has no wall. He has no rejection. He has no distance. He has just open heart. When he pay attention to things, he's just open heart. When he regards people with open heart. No false wall, false distance. No. Just the open heart.A lot of love, boundless love to others. That alone, and a lot of patience. That alone remind me a lot. I said, this is the way I should pay attention to my breath. And that helps me a long way. Even today, I have not lived up to his standard. Every time I remember him, I think of him, I feel so much more to learn. I feel enriched. I feel reminded.How to pay attention on my meditation object. Even today, I'm still learning. The process of learning and benefiting from the memory of him, the way he pay attention helps me so much. And Seattle helped me in other ways, benefit me also a lot, especially in forgiveness, in accepting of the things, and in swiftness of mind.So, have faith in your teacher in order to benefit from your teacher's wisdom and compassion. 所以你要对你的导师有信心，才能够从你的导师的智慧和慈悲中获益。这个会给你很单纯，单单这个就给你很单纯，很简单，老师讲我做。Really, this really simplified the mind. What the teacher say, I just follow. Very simple.Talking about the faith towards teachers, I have a story to tell. But allow me a short break. I'm sorry I drank too much water just now. 所以我要有一个故事要跟大家分享，但给我休息一下。So the story goes this way. During the Buddha's time, there was one monk who has been a great monk who mastered.The Tipitaka, since the past seven Buddhas, he was a master. Even until Gautama Buddha's time, he was a master of Tipitaka. So, at one time, when the Buddha looked at him, thinking, well, this person, this monk, only is so interested in mastering the...language, the Dhamma, the in theory, and only enjoy teaching to 500 monks and so many monks. But he's not practicing and realizing the Dhamma. So I must stir him up a bit. So what the Buddha did? Every time the person came, he said, the Buddha said, Tucho Potila, sit down. Tucho, his name is Potila. Tucho means empty-headed, means stupid, foolish person. Empty-headed Potila, sit down. You, he has come. Tucho Potila has come. Oh, Tucho Potila has gone. Always like that. So, he was thinking, what happened? I'm a master. I know the Tipitaka so well. And yet the Buddha only keeps saying me empty-headed. Why? There must be a reason. You see? So when he thinks like that, then he reflects, he says, it's because I have not realized the Dhamma. So I have to work on it for my own salvation. So he, one day, when coming out from the monastery, he walked last. So his students was walking in front of him. He didn't realize that the teacher was behind. But once everybody left, he walked alone. He went 100 over leagues to a place where there are 30 monks. And all the 30 monks were arahants. So he went to them and then went to the most senior and said, please be my refuge and teach me. Then the senior monk looked, well, this person is so famous, you know, he's a Tipitaka master. So how can I teach? He said, no, instead, you should teach us. I don't know, I know so little. You should know more than me, you should teach me. Because in the arahant's mind, he realized that this person is a little puffed up, proud, because he is so knowledgeable. So it's very difficult to teach a proud student. So he said, no, I can't teach you. So he said, after begging a few times, he said, still no. Then he said, the chief monk sent him, now you can go to the another monk, the second senior. So in this way, one sent him to another. Until nobody wants to teach him. They will send him to another, then they send him to another. All the more junior and more junior and more junior. So eventually he was sent to a 7 years old Samanera who was an arhant. But he still, instead of saying, how can I go to a 7 years of Samanera? Now he realized that. Somehow, deep inside, he realized that this is to humble him down. So he accepted that humbling effort from all the monks. So he sincerely, this time, after when nobody wanted to teach him, so he felt very humbled and he went to the last person, the Samanera. 7 years old Samanera and fold his palms and say, please be my refuge. Please teach me. Then the Samanera say, oh, you are my teacher. How can I teach you? You know? They say, please don't say so. Please teach me. He sincerely begged. Then the Samanera say, okay. If you will listen to my words, then I will teach you. Then he say, sure, I will listen to your words. If you ask me to go into fire, I will go into fire. Then the Samanera said, okay, if that's the case, go into the water. There was a pond. Now, with your ropes, go into the water. Knowing that his rope was an expensive rope, good quality rope. I said, go into the water. Then immediately, after the words were spoken, he quickly went to the pond and sink inside. Then, knowing that his ropes are all dripping, standing in the pond, then the Samanera said, come in. Immediately come in front and stand in front of the Samanera and say, yes, teacher. Then the Samanera gave him a very precious instruction. I'll talk about the instruction later. So, 就讲到佛陀时代, 就有一个比丘, 他是, 去春佛的时代都是三藏的专才, 所以在佛释迦牟尼佛时代, 他教500个比丘, 而且很有名望, 很受尊崇, 可是三藏讲得那么好, 背得那么熟, 可是呢, 佛陀有一次看到他的就在想, 这个比丘呢, 精通这样的三藏, 可是就是自己没有解决自己的生老病死的问题, 我要激发他一下, 所以每一次来到面前就说啊，这个空头都就是空头啊，对，菩提拉他的名字都就菩提拉，空头人来了做了，空头人呢又走了，空头人什么，空头人什么，讲空头人来你啊，那个都就菩提拉，你做这个，你做这个，这个，他就在想，我精通三藏，可是佛陀竟然叫我都就，叫我说空头人愚蠢的人这样子，那一定是有原因。他想一定是有原因，一定是我没有修行成就吧，所以带着这样的想法呢，他就想他就想我一定要去快点去修行。然后于是呢，有一天他就等大家全部走出寺院的时候呢，去突破的时候呢，他就最后一个出，在他学生最年小的学生后面跟着，他学生也没有觉察到老师跟在后面。后来他就溜出去了，就走出大概百多个现在大概是接近200公里的地方吧，百多个尤加那的地方。然后那边有住着30个阿罗汉，那么他就去找最年长的，这样请做我的依归，做我的皈依处，给我帮助我教我。他们心那个阿罗汉想，哎呀，这个人精通三藏怎么能够教呢，他的我慢蛮大的，不能的，我慢将大不能教，觉得哎呀，你是我的老师啊，你精通法你都比我还懂，我怎么教你呢？他讲不要了，不要这么说，教我。他讲好了，你去跟第二年长的学。结果就一个把一个送走，一个把他送到最后第30位，就是七岁的一个小沙弥。结果他当然如果是平常的人会不会早就走了，这一群和尚没有慈悲心，可是他不会，他知道这个是要把他自己的我慢降低，他就到了最后一个的时候，他的我慢已经是在降低了，他就来到这个小沙弥面前合掌。他不会想看不起他气碎，他不会，他说老师请做我的衣柜。他说哎呀，你才是我的老师啊，我怎么能够呢，您懂得这个法这么多，我怎么能够教你呢？他说你教我吧，无论如何你教我吧。那么好，那么这个这沙弥说，如果你会听我接受我的指导的话，我就教你，你会听我的话我就教你。那他说我一定会听您的话，如果您叫我走进火中，我就跳进火里了。好，那你跳进那个池塘里，他没有叫他跳进火了，叫他跳进水里。他就跑走过去，快快的走过去那池塘里面，整个人震下去啊，那沙弥还跟他说连袈裟一起挣下去，因为他袈裟是很珍贵的，他不管你什么珍贵挣下去。然后他就快快去挣下去，站在那边合掌，然后他讲回来，他就快快的跑到面前来，回来来到这个沙弥面前。好，这样他就因为这个时候他真的是表现出他的诚意，真的降了他的我慢，而且接受人家降他的我慢。那么那时呢，这沙弥给他很重要的指示，这个指示也是我们这里要给大家的指示。但我们先讲讲这个信心。你看他对佛陀的信心，对那些师长的信心是多么的强。如果是别人，哎呦，佛陀他讲一定是佛陀讲恶口，佛陀会侮辱我，佛陀侮辱我，佛陀恶口，其实佛陀哪里恶口的心，佛陀没有恶口的心，佛陀只是要激发他的内心，所以讲了空头人空头人这样子，佛陀没有恶口，所以他对佛陀有信心，他就会用正确的方法去理解佛陀的这种对待，他也会用正确的方法去理解其他的人对他的对待，他才可以接受自己降我慢。So you see, at this we want to talk about the faith he has towards the Buddha. You see,If for ordinary people, they will just get angry. Wow, the Buddha used harsh speech on me, asking me empty headed is harsh speech. No, the Buddha didn't have intention of uttering harsh speech. The Buddha only had all his compassion, but just to stir up, using that strong language, just to stir him up. Just to stir him up. Not to humiliate him, but just to stir him up.And also he rightly, because of his confidence in the Sangha brothers, he rightly interpret that, knowing that people are trying to humble him, so that for him to receive the Dhamma, so that he will be a good vessel to receive the Dhamma. Only that. Because of that, he accepts that humbling act from all the monks. So what this Samanara told him is a very important instruction for our meditation. The Samanara said, Bhante, suppose there is an ant hill. Have you seen ant hill? It's very common in the forest. Then there's a 6 hole inside. And when there's a lizard going in from the hole, a person, in order to catch that lizard, just cover 5 holes and then wait at 1 hole. Eventually, this lizard will have to come out from that single hole, which is open. In the same way, guard your 6 senses, close all the 5 senses, concentrate only on 1 sense, and then work on it. Then this Thucho Potila, he was so bright, he is such an intelligent person, he said, that is sufficient for me. I will work on it. And from far, the teacher, the Buddha, saw what was going on. The Buddha, no, this great man is actually working in the Buddha's mind, the Buddha was thinking, this is a wise man. But the Buddha used the tough language apparently to humiliate him. But actually the Buddha realized, know that this is a wise man. So the Buddha thought, this great man is this great man is actually working very hard now, trying to meditate, working on 1 sense, is correct. So the Buddha also put forth his shining body, golden body, and from far. Then the Buddha told him this Dhammapada, and because at the end of it, he got enlightened and became Arahant. The Buddha said, Yoga ve jayati buri, ayoga buri sankayo, etang dveha patang nyatwa, bhavaya vibhavaya cha. Tattha attanam na niveseya yattha buri pavadati. Wisdom springs from meditation. Without meditation, wisdom wanes. Having known these two paths of progress and decline, one should so conduct oneself that wisdom increases. And at the end of it, and he became an Arahant. So, 当时的那个沙弥呢，他就 告诉这个长者，这个督促波提拉，他说：“班迪，是这样的，如果有一个蚂蚁丘有6个洞，那如果有一个蜥蜴，可能是4脚蛇吧，蜥跑进去，那一个要捉这个蜥蜴的人呢，很简单，只要把这五个洞盖着封着，然后等在一个洞等待，那么那蜥蜴最终还是必须从那个洞走出来溜出来，那么抬出来你就把它抓着就可以了。” 同样的，你有6根门，眼耳鼻舌身意，封着5根门，只专注在1根门，那么你就会修行就会成就。那么他是一个大智慧的人，一听就明白了，他讲这样就够了，我就知道怎么做了。结果他就去打坐，就在那个时候，佛陀在120个由旬以外的地方看到了，用神通看到这个智慧大智慧的人现在在用功了。 其实，在佛陀心里面，并没有把他当成是愚蠢的人。佛陀只是要激发他，佛陀知道他的潜质很高的，可是佛陀要激发他，所以才这样子，叫他空头人，这样子而已。所以根本不是恶口。所以这时呢，佛陀就放他的经身去，然后跟他讲了这些这个法句经 ，Yoga ve jayati buri ayoga buri sankayo。 Etang dveda patang nyatwa bhavaya vibhavaya cha tathattanam niveseya yathaburi pavadati. 智慧从禅定中来，没有禅定，没有禅修，智慧将会减低消退。那么了解到这个进退之道，一个人应该如此的把持自己，让自己的智慧提升。 就在佛陀这么说的时候呢，他就就开悟了，成了阿罗汉。所以呢，这个是从这里呢，他告诉我们几样东西。你看，一个有真正有智慧的人，他懂得从好的一面去了解自己的善友给自己的帮助。所以他们要降他的我慢，他很乐意的接受自己的我慢被降，因为没有降我慢根本不可能教他的，他懂了，他什么都懂了，可是降了他的我慢就很好教，很简单而已，几句话他就知道怎么修，几句话他修行就成就。可是如果他的我慢没降的话，怎么样讲千言万语都没有用，因为他懂太多了。所以很重要的一个因素，可是他有足够的智慧去了解，有足够的勇气去接受佛陀和那些比丘们降他的我慢。所以毕竟这样的人是大智慧的人，所以果然最终他会有大成就。 So the great thing is he knew he would allow himself to be humbled down. He willingly accept that. This is important. He willingly accept that. So because of his faith in the Buddha and because of his faith in his holy companion, the wise companion in the holy life, Kalyanamita, because of that, he interpret correctly and he accept correctly whatever treatment given to him. And he accept the humbling process. And because of that, his wisdom flourished and eventually he succeeded in the Dhamma. In fact, the Buddha thought highly of him. So this is one lesson. Another thing is, in this story it tells us this. We need to concentrate on one thing, one door. If we let our mind run about six doors, no way we can progress. This is a meditation technique. We have to close five doors and concentrate on one door. That's why we don't advocate meditating with the eyes open. You close your eyes. Try to go really using the mind door. Try not to use your eyes to see your nimitta. This is very wrong. Because the eye door thought process cannot develop very deep concentration. If you know Abhidhamma, you know. Eye door thought process, every short process you go fall into Bhavanga and then the mind door thought process again a few rounds and then after that. So because of this, you cannot get very deep concentration. But mind door thought process, you can go into very deep concentration. You can have one flow, one line of jhavanas flowing all in jhana. In experience it's also like that. In theory it's also like that. So try not to use your eyes. Very simple. If you find you are using your eyes and you cannot overcome the habit, just try to feel your back. You have to feel here, feel your shoulders. How are you feeling it? You are just feeling it. The way you feel it is the way you pay attention on your breath. Until one day the light of wisdom develops. Until one day you realize that even the mind can see as if you are using your eyes to see. Until that ability develops, try not to. Because when that the ability develops, you are actually using the mind to see. That's okay. That's perfectly alright. But if you try to use your eyes to see, try to overcome that using the technique I give you, I suggest to you, just feel here, feel here, feel at the back. How you feel? Same way you feel here. That's it. That's simple. If you insist on, some yogi I know, insist on using the eyes to see, because it's a quick way, they find very quick. Immediately they get some certain kind of focusing power. But once that habit's developed, very difficult to change. And then there's no way. It seems it's so near to nimitta, and yet it is so far, you cannot get jhana. Because idle thought process, never. Only mind or thought process, yes, you get deep concentration. So even for people who look at the kasina, after some time they switch from the idle thought process, they must switch into the mind or thought process in order to get jhana. So they must be able to grasp that nimitta, turn it into mind or thought process. Without turning into mind or thought process, there's no way. So that's very important. So one door, my door. Work on the my door. 所以这个呢很重要，我们六门里面只能用一门。 那么用一门呢， 你就要把五门封掉， 只是看一门， 那就是一门。 有些人他们说我要用眼睛看， 千万不好， 因为眼门心路过程， 你的心， 你的定力不能生的。 从阿毗达摩的理论来讲是如此， 从经验上来讲也是如此。 你必须走一门， 只有一门心路过程， 才有可能有一串的塑形心， 一直都是禅定。 如果是眼门心路过程， 转两下子又是有分， 转两下子又是有分， 那你不能的， 定力不能生的。 所以一了解到这一点， 你一定要放去， 用眼睛的这个态度。 如果你发现你不知不觉在用眼睛， 很简单， 用这个技巧， 你想一想你的后脑， 你的背部， 你的腰， 后面， 这些都是眼睛不能达到的地方。 那你是怎么知道的？ 你怎么知道你的背的？ 你怎么知道你的臀部的？ 就是感觉。 同样的方法你注意呼吸， 一样的方法。 当然， 当你注意到有一天智慧之光出现的时候， 眼心可以像眼睛这样看东西的时候， 那时就是另外一回事。 那是你用心看东西没有问题。 在还没有培育这种力量的时候呢， 最好不要尝试用眼睛。 这个会让你可能表面上很快见效， 可是不能就是不能。 所以千万要记得放去用眼睛的态度。 这个很重要。 所以讲回来， 就是 我们要一而再的培育一个很单纯的， 很单纯的心， 来修禅。 好，那还有一样要简单的给大家讲。 有些人可能有疑点， 我去修，我去观照我的感受什么都可以， 就好了， 关心也可以了， 为什么我要这样辛苦修这个智慧之光呢？ 要开发这个禅定， 或者是至少要修四大修到进行定， 开发出智慧之光才能够修观禅呢？ 这个我要简单的讲解一下。 因为如果你真的要修观禅， 有几个环节是非常重要的， 离了这个环节， 那个观禅没有力， 那个观照是没力的。 简单讲， 要讲可以讲很多， 可是有几个重要的环节。 一个是破秘籍， 破色法的秘籍， 破心法的秘籍。 色法的秘籍， 你要， 第一种秘籍， 相续秘籍， 三大定干， 相续秘籍。 因为我们有相续秘籍， 我们的心里面 一直觉得这个人还是这个人， 这个东西还是这个东西， 所以我们有这个相续秘籍， 那个假象不能打破。 你要打破这个， 你必须 要观到色聚， 然后观到色聚里面的内容。 像夏朵常常说的， 地水火风色香味食宿， 至少等等， 还有那个净色， 还有命根之类的。 所以这些都要观照。 当你观照到这个色聚一直在生灭生灭生灭快速生灭的时候， 相续秘籍打破。 当你看到这个内容的时候， 色聚里面的内容的时候， 那么组合秘籍也打破。 这个萨摩哈干了， 组合秘籍也打破。 当你看到它的功能， 每一个究竟设法的功能的时候， 它的作用的时候， 作用秘籍也打破。 三种重要的秘籍就打破。 然后要打破这三种秘籍， 一定要有智慧之光。 你没有智慧之光观照下去， 你这些东西都看不到。 而打破秘籍真正在心里面很深很深的层次， 粉碎了那个假象， 体证到无我， 可以体证无我。 这个很重要。所以智慧之光很重要，在于帮助这个。So I want to briefly talk about why we need to practice to develop good concentration up to at least excess concentration or jhana concentration in order to develop this light of wisdom. Why do we need this light of wisdom to develop vipassana? Why not we just pay attention on our mind and our feeling and just do simple way and see arising and passing away?Because we need to, in order to develop real vipassana, you need to really break down, go through certain critical process. One important process is the breaking down of compactness. The breaking down of compactness of materiality is, we really, there are three types of compactness in materiality. Santatikana, you need to, the continuity of materialityBecause of thinking that this is a continuity in materiality, we always think this is this person harm me, hurt me, or whatever. This is I. But if we really break down and see, penetrate ultimate reality and see the arising and passing away, all the kalapas again and again, then you don't find any continuity in it. It's all broken down. The compactness of continuity is no more. Santatikana.Break it down. Then, the grouping, compactness of grouping, because of seeing something solid, you feel it is something there. But if you see not only up to kalapa level, but penetrating the substance, the essence of kalapa, such as earth, water, fire, wind, and then to the color, the smell, the nutriment, taste,And then, transparent element, etc. When you see all these things, you break down the compactness of grouping. And if you see the function of every one of them, you break down the compactness of function. Because of that, then this real anatta is experienced. And in order to do that, you need to have very strong concentration, you need to use light of wisdom. Without light of wisdom, how to do it?It is so difficult. You need light of wisdom to really penetrate this ultimate reality and to break down the compactness. After that, you are doing real vipassana. Then the second reason is to break down the compactness of mentality. Same, there are three types of compactness. Again, this continuity. When you see the thought process, cittaviti,all arise and pass away one after another, then continuity is gone. You don't find any continuous consciousness. All arising and passing away only, in one after another, in ultimate reality sense. And this you need to use light of wisdom to shine, you need to see. This is very deep, very profound. Without that level of concentration, without that power, how to see? How to see the mind? It is so subtle.You need to see. And then to see the mind, actually there are this consciousness and this, so all the mental states, suppose first jhana, 34 nama, consciousness and 33 mental states, all together 34 mentality. All these things, you break down the compactness of grouping. Then further, things get further broken down.And then you see the function of every one of them, the compactness of function is gone. And then there's one more compactness. Compactness of aramana, gana. We call that object. I don't know why it's translated this way, but it actually means the the wisdom. The wisdom, the vipassana mind that analyze all these things.Sometimes we have a mind that, I'm practicing this anatta, I sense this anatta. But when you look back and go through the thought process of that vipassana jnana, that insight itself also cannot run away from these three apparent compactness. And these compactness are not there, you break them down. Knowing that even the wisdom, the insight wisdom, the thought process is also same.Also, the three compactness is broken down. And all these three compactness for that insight knowledge we call Aramana Gana, the breaking down of Aramana Gana. You know, even the insight is anatta. Even the knowledge is anatta. So, again, you realize. In Hinduism, they also talk about anatta. But there's always an I behind that experience anatta. But in the real Buddha's teaching, no. You have to go through this process to see even the mind, the vipassana mind, is also anatta. You must penetrate it deeply. So to do that, it is impossible to do it without deep concentration. You need deep concentration. And in order to really break down to that level, then only you will really practice the real vipassana. So we need deep concentration, we need light of wisdom. Otherwise, it's only superficial sitting down, you feel very nice, very peaceful. Okay, but how far it leads you to? So this is very profound. This is real. This is very important Dharma. Even in this life, we can experience it ourselves. We can practice this profound Dharma ourselves. Make sure we really pay the price willingly for it. We work hard for it to develop real deep concentration before we venture into real vipassana. 接下来另一个理由让我们需要培养这个智慧之光，培养更深的定力的，就是我们要打破明法的秘籍。明法也是一样，我们因为我们以为心一直相续，所以我们 就会活在一个自我的假象。可是当我们修观照到很深的时候，用智慧之光观照下去，你才能够知道明法这种像细的东西。那么一观照，原来心路过程就是像一串过去，生灭非常的快速的生灭。那么相续密集就没有了。那么你一就打破了。那么你看到那个每一个心事里面，都是由种种的明法组合而成。 一个心，心色有很多的心所，比如说初禅有34个明法，一个心色33个心所。那么你这样子一分析下去，那个组合密集就打破了。然后当你在了解到中间的功能，它们个别的功能作用等等作用密集也打破。那么明法还有第四种密集，就是这个密集就是叫做目标，然后所缘密集了阿拉曼那干了。那个是 你的那个观照的心，那个智慧的心，那个观智的心，它本身也是无常，它也是无我的，它也是由这三种假的秘籍，你看到了，然后你也是要打破，也是没有这可以要打破这三种秘籍，所以打破那三种秘籍，这个观智的三种秘籍，那个就是达到了这个所缘秘籍。所以当你这样的时候，你才能够有真正的无我的体会。 所以要这样子修，这才是真正的要观照，真正得到真正无我的体会。你一定要需要很深的定力，至少都要有俊行定。那么这个俊行定肯定要有智慧之光，肯定要不一定要有禅定，不要有禅了，但至少俊行定要有。俊行定的智慧之光你需要，少过俊行定的智慧之光，那你就不知道怎么观照了。 那么另一个理由，就是我们要看缘起三世因缘的时候，你也要有很深的定力。你没有看三世因缘，你不会真正了解缘起。当然，有些人说过去是已经过去了，我管它做什么，未来还没发生，我管它做什么，这个不是了解 Bhadigaratagata， 这个人没有了解 Bhadigaratagata。其实。 看过去跟看未来跟看现在，在观照的时候是看当下，是一样的，当下的心在观照，一样的。其实没有人真正看到当下的心，因为你每次你说你看当下心，其实它已经过去了。过去的一刹那也是过去，过去的一秒也是过去，过去的五世也是过去，它都在记录里头，我们都是在看记录。 所以要这样能够这样子贯穿全部的时候，它带来了，它破很多的邪见，很多的错见，因为看清这个轮回缘起的现象，那个邪见就不打破了，错见就当然要断除，还要 出道来断除。所以这个是很深的，这种法不是我们粗浅的定力能够达到的，我们要为我们的这个付出，我要为了要提证这么深的法，这种深广真正能够在我们内心里面拔除错见的修法，我们要付出代价，我们要愿意，不要贪快，要老老实实的修自己的定力，把定力修上来，不要一下子就想啊，我要走进无我的境界，先把定力培育起来，用智慧之光培育起来，然后打破了这所有的秘籍，关照了这三世因缘过后，断除了很多的，放掉了很多那个错见过后，你再修观禅的时候，那是另一种力量，那肯定是另一种力量。所以这一个时代我们还能够这样子修，我们要很珍惜我们的机会。 So another reason for us to really cultivate deep concentration and the light of wisdom is that we really need to practice dependent origination, the real understanding of how things originate depending on one another and one life to another and one life to another. This is a very profound subject. It can come in many ways of experience. One simple thing is at least we need to see the past and present and future. Of course, there are people who criticize, why do we need to see the past life? Why do I need to see the future? Past is gone and future hasn't come. They say this, Bhadekaratagata. No.These people, they do not really understand the deep meaning of Bhadekarata Gata that we recite every day. Atitang nanwagameya napatikanke anagatam. Actually, it means we don't attach to past and future. But it doesn't mean that you cannot take the past, present and future as your object of your vipassana. In fact, if you really study Mahasatipatthana Sutta, you study many suttas. The Buddha teaches to see past, present, future, far and near, gross and subtle and superior, inferior, all these things. 11 ways. So same. So this is a real understanding, real of dependent origination. You really need to go through past, present and future. And it produces very profound, deep understanding to throw away a lot of wrong views. Of course, to cut off the wrong views, we need the Sotapattimagga, the path of the first stage of sainthood.But even in the dependent origination, a lot of wrong views can be done away with. Then only you proceed to vipassana, become real powerful vipassana. Real non-attachment. Otherwise, sometimes it's only superficial. You feel as it's non-self and everything, but provided it's unchallenged. Real understanding come, you have to work on this light of wisdom and penetrate all this ultimate reality, and eventually you release your mind from it. then there's a real freedom, real equanimity. So pay the price, work hard on it. This is really necessary. Then there are, of course, there are very more reason to say about the light of wisdom. In fact, the whole journey of vipassana,we use our light of wisdom to really penetrate deeply. We really need good concentration to really practice deep and profound and substantial and real vipassana. So let's all work hard on it, and let's all progress well in this path and in this practice, and be patient when at the stage of practicing, developing concentration. 所以呢，这个观照的这个整个过程，整条观照的路，我们都需要这个智慧之光，这个定力的力量。所以希望大家在修定，在修培养这个力量的过程中，不要贪快，老老实实下功夫，好好的把这个定力修上来，那么将来呢能够好好的把这个观禅修好，然后真在这个正法还那么活生生在流传的时代，好好的体证这个深妙的法义。好，愿大家都能够快乐的修行，都能够成就。 May all of you be happy in your practice, and may all of you succeed in your practice. So let's sharing of merits, we recite, 我们大家回向功德。Ittavata ca amehi sambadang punya sampadang
Sambe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya ettavata ca amehi sambhatam punya sampadam sabbe bhuta anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya ettavata ca amehi sambhatam punya sampadam sabbe satta anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya idam me nyatinam hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idam me nyatinam hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idam me nyatinam hotu sukita hontu nyatayo ඉමිනා පොඤ්ඤකම්මේන මාමේ බාල සමාගමෝ සත්තං සමාගමෝ හොතු යාව නිවානපාතිය ඉදං මේ පොඤ්ඤං ආසවකය වහං හොතු ඉදං මේ පොඤ්ඤං නිවානස්ස පච්චයෝ හොතු මාම පුඤ්ඤ භාගං සබ්බා සත්තානං භාජේමි තේ සබ්බේ මේ සමං පුඤ්ඤ භාගං ලබන්තු සාදු සාදු සාදු